If Governor Dean is effectively ending his campaign, one question, what about the 200 or so delegates he's collected since last month? Slate's Brendan Kerner has this explainer on what happens to delegates pledged to candidates who drop out of the race.
The bulk of them will probably shift their loyalties to the eventual nominee. Contrary to popular belief, delegates at the convention aren't technically bound to support the candidate voters ask them to back. Even with delegates pledged to candidates still in the race, it's theoretically possible that a rebel could decide to cast off his or her marching orders and vote for somebody else at the convention. But this doesn't happen in practice. Delegates, after all, are chosen because they are supporters of a particular candidate. A last-minute change of heart is unlikely, especially since such a move would amount to political suicide for the delegate. Delegates committed to dropouts, on the other hand, are free to shift their allegiances however they please. In 2000, for example, the vast majority of delegates initially won by Bill Bradley ended up going for Al Gore on the convention floor. This year, some pledged delegates may continue to support a former candidate at the convention, but others may simply throw their support behind John Kerry, or whoever else gets the nomination. A lot depends on whether the failed candidate endorses the frontrunner. Again, the delegates aren't bound to obey this command, but those who take their democratic duties seriously may very well do so.
That explainer from Slate's Brendan Kerner.